Hey guys, welcome to the Pensive Podcast. If this is your first time coming across this podcast, you are most definitely welcome. My name is Juliana, and for all of you guys that are returning, God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. So let's just get straight into it. This is hopefully going to be the beginning of a prayer corner, so to speak, on the Pensive Podcast. And the reason for me doing this is because I know prayer is, well, it is well known that prayer is a fundamental part of the Christian faith and many other faiths, but the faith that is based in this podcast, hallelujah, prayer is an important part of the Christian faith. It is our communication with God, and sometimes it's hard to navigate what you want to communicate, and sometimes there seems to be no prayers for sometimes the situation you may be going through. You don't really know how to articulate yourself. So I'm just hoping this can be one of the many ways that not just myself, but you guys can pray or package your thoughts into prayers to God. And now the beautiful thing about prayer is it does not have one form. You can pray through songs and through psalms. Psalms is literally a compilation of prayers, essentially, because it's communication with God. Prayer doesn't have to be the structure that you hear pastors and people that you think are actually, you know, really, really spiritual. You don't have to pray in their way. That's their own form of praying. Like I said, it's a dialogue between you and God. It doesn't have to be as formal as that. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. So just the whole versatility of prayer is what I'm kind of tapping into in doing this prayer corner. Now, the first topic I would like to start this off with is for an overwhelmed heart. Now, this is based off Psalm 61 verses 1 and 2, which says, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock." Yes, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Now, I originally knew this from a song that we sing in, you know, I think it may be known in a lot of Pentecostal churches, if you know what I'm talking about. And it's sung in a rather jovial tone, but the reality of it is this Psalm of David is actually, I wouldn't say pretty sad, but it isn't as happy toned as the song makes it out to be. So what I've come to understand from it is this is a place of emotional turmoil, so to speak. He's going through a lot. David is going through a lot, and he's communicating to God saying, I need your help, like help attends to my situation. And there are a lot of times where we may feel overwhelmed. Even if you look at the definition of overwhelmed, it is to be like, it's like a massive expression of deep emotion, and it's also attributed to being drowned or being overwhelmed by water. And literally sometimes our problems can feel like we are being drowned, and our emotions give us that internal sort of drowning feeling, and it's not nice, and there is no stability in that. It feels like there is no getting out of that drowning that we are experiencing. Like life is just encumbering us and just weighing us down. And just as David called out to God, him needing a rock, a place of safety, somewhere that is higher than the rocks, higher than the waves, we will need a place of safety in those situations, someone we can... Oh no, honey, this is why you put your phone on silent. But yes, we will need a place of safety and a place of stability, because it's funny that a lot of people tend to say they want emotional stability, but our emotions can never be trusted to be stable in the first place. If they can be attributed to a roller coaster, where's the stability in that? Only when they stop, and our emotions don't seem to have a stop to them. And we need someone more stable than that, and we need Christ, really and truly. He's known as the chief cornerstone. He is a place of safety. We can even see an example of him providing, him being attributed to a rock in 1 Samuel chapter 2, when this is when Hannah is praying after she gets Samuel, her child. So she says in verse 2, "For no one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God." Now, according to my study Bible, it says here in verse 2, declaring the unique holiness of God, Hannah used rock imagery to highlight God's divine strength, refuge, and stability. If you know what Hannah went through, you know she was in a place of emotional turmoil, because she didn't have a child, and her husband had another wife, Peninnah. I think I'm pretty sure her name is Peninnah. She was being tormented by Peninnah for being barren, and she went to Shiloh to pray for her son, and she looked drunk. She went through a lot, and she's saying there is no rock like our God. She found no better person to find comfort in than the rock that is our God. So that's who we need, really and truly, in those emotional moments when we know that we can't. I know for a fact, if it wasn't for God being my rock, the last few months, let's say the last year, just life in general, when it gets deep, nobody would make it out, and I would not have made it out, let's put it that way. Yeah, maybe I'm just making a mountain out of my molehill problems, to be honest. I'm only 21, but anyway. But no, I can definitely say I'm not going to belittle on the fact that God has been my rock indeed. So in a similar sense, this is a prayer for when you need emotional stability, when you need to refer to God as your rock in those times where you just don't know how you're going to hold yourself. Let just lean on the rock, be built up on the rock that is God. So this is just the moment where I'm going to pray. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to know you, and for you being ever present. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, which is here with us, reminding us that you indeed love us, Lord, and your mercies are new every morning. We thank you because you have made us in three, you've made us tripartite, Lord, which is you gave us a spirit, a soul, and a body, Lord, and within that our emotions are embedded within our soul. So we thank you for that, Lord, but sometimes we do not have stability in that. There are times where life gets at us and we receive it through our body, Lord, through our eyes, and just in experience in life, Lord, and it overwhelms us. So Lord, I just ask for you to be our rock, just as you were the rock for Hannah in that time when she was asking for a child. Lord, be our rock, Lord, when we don't understand what life is throwing at us, when it literally feels like we are being drowned by uni or money or work or just family problems, whatever it may be, Lord, that our problem is, Lord, you know. So we just ask you to be our rock, Lord. I just pray we will rely on you, we will lean on you, we will depend on you, Lord. It says your name is a strong tower, the righteous run in and we are safe, Lord. You are a place of safety, Lord. You are a place of strength, and you are strength like no other, Lord. So we just ask you to just remind us of that at all times. Holy Spirit, just bring to remembrance these things, just these attributes of you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you because as we pray for these things, Lord, it says ask and it shall be given. So we thank you for the stability that you will give us in our lives, Lord. I just pray that we will always be reminded as well, according to Romans 8:28, that all things work together for our good. Even if we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel of the problems we are going through, Lord, we know that you are with us. You are our rod and our staff. You comfort us, Lord. Lord, you are our rock. Stability is what you offer us, and we just give you all the glory because no one else can offer us stability like you. Hannah says there is no rock like our God, Lord. There is no one like you. So we thank you because you will be our priority when it comes to when we need stability. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope this blessed you. I don't know how many times I could have said stability that whole time, but you know, stability is real important. Yes, be sure to share this if this did bless you. I pray it did bless you. I've also done an episode on emotions. I believe it's episode 5 on the Pensive Podcast. You can go check that out, and I hope, you know, what I'm saying now and what I said then match up. But you know, wisdom matures, hallelujah. So if I'm saying emotional stability in one place and you know your emotional stability is in Christ, please take my latter opinion as my main opinion, amen. Because yeah, in the last few months I've really known that emotional stability is I've grown to understand the concept of emotional stability. And as a person of faith, emotional stability really and truly for you is stability in Christ. He gives you stability in everything else in your life. But yes, do share. Thank you so much for tuning in. Do share if this has blessed you. Tweet us at the Pensive Pod. No spaces, no underscores, none of that. You can hashtag the Pensive Podcast. Share this with your friends, families, and loved ones, anyone on your Twitter, on your Snapchat, on your Facebook, on your Instagram. Please share it. But yeah, I hope this blessed you. I can't stress that enough. Stay tuned. God bless you again. I need to figure out an outro. But yes. Bye.